changing the world one smile at a time. It's Dr. Brady with the Drilled Podcast.
Speak Chinese. I got some questions, you got some answers. Tell me, please, please, please. Tell me, please, please, please. Tell me, please, please, please.
Okay, here we are. We got a group situation going on, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Drilled Podcast. With Dr. Brady, or the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast, I think that's how you say it. We got Lowell, as per usual. We have another guest, Allison, who is our Halo Director of Digital Marketing. Did I get that right? Did I hit that right?
Not quite, but super close.
What is the title?
It's Head of Digital Marketing.
Head of Digital Marketing.
Here at Halo, we get to make up our own titles.
I think we should use the word ambassador. I like the word ambassador.
No, I'm not.
Wartime consigliere.
When my first son was born, people at my church were asking me what we named him. And I said ambassador.
Oh my gosh, is that your son's name?
And then they believed me. And it was on a Facebook post. And people were like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, you liars. You don't think it's cute?
Sometimes at my store that I work at, we'll have uninitiated people come in, and I work at a guitar store, so they'll walk in and they're trying to play it off like they know more than they do, which is a mistake with somebody like me. But anyways, they walk in and they'll be like, yeah, you have Taylor guitars, that's great, but do you have any Martins? And I'll just be like, oh, you mean Martine?
Martine.
I actually had a guy buy it. It was amazing.
Yeah. When I want my wife to think that a Marvel movie is I want her to convince her to go, I call it a Marvel movie.
Oh my gosh.
Because it makes it sound fancier, like it's a French.
You saw the Deadpool preview where they did it French as a film. Love story, right? So the guys could get there. They released it on Valentine's Day. They didn't do any of like the Deadpool scenes. It was all just like the kissy scenes and like them walking, holding hand scenes, and they made it seem like a love movie so guys could trick their girlfriends to go see it.
Least once a day, I think about one of your wives and I think that poor woman.
Yeah. that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
right.
And then sometimes I go to Arby's. I call it Arbace. Because it makes it sound like a fancy restaurant.
My aunt in Oklahoma calls Target Tarjay.
Oh, yep. Yeah. No, there you go. Oklahoma, that was definitely a thing.
Oh, man. Allison, what are you doing in Washington?
Hanging out with my favorite person ever.
Doing more than hanging out. That's
working.
Not bad. I shouldn't
say that. Yeah, do what the hell.
We have a purpose here.
Yes.
Allison is one of the only people who has graced the airwaves of the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast two times.
Oh, I am.
So yeah, you're in the
your second
club.
This isn't your Andrew Rivers is in that club.
Yep, I'm in that club.
Tried to get John McAfee in that club, but he's in prison.
If he gets out, though, I'm all over
it. If he gets out, we're going to definitely.
I love that man. Yep. He's a crazy person.
He loves you too, I'm pretty sure.
He
loves
sounds like good company to yeah. be in.
So welcome to the twofer club.
It's an honor.
Should be.
It is.
How do we know you, Allison? What brought you to what? Should we do a little recap on your story?
Sure.
For those who are uninitiated. So you can go back in I don't know what episode it was, what number it was, but Allison, it's in the title of the episode. It would have been how long ago?
We started is when it dropped, right? That was early June when we recorded
early
it.
Early June.
So yeah. I was just a couple months ago, very few months ago, once upon a time, I was strolling through Craigslist looking for organ donors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh. Allison.
Yeah.
Origin story.
And we're like, we'll harvest your organs.
Prime kidneys.
Yeah. Allison was warned. Okay, so let's go back to this. Allison, I met Allison through Dr. Drew Penske.
Yes.
Dr. Drew sent me an email. I had just recently been on Dr. Drew's podcast and maybe a week or two later was all that went by. Dr. Drew sends me an email with a very well-worded letter about someone who needed some help with her teeth. Dr. Drew asked me, can you help this person? I said, totally. Totally can. And then through a bunch more correspondence, we met you, Allison, and We looked at what your needs were. We decided, let's fly her out to Washington and
torture her for a few hours.
Make it happen. So we had some extensive dental work, let's just call it. Yeah. Extensive dental work.
For sure.
And now we are finishing up. We did a lot of dental implants. Yes. Those take some time to heal.
I stole her teeth the other day. It was fun.
And we made a necklace. Me and Lowell have matching bracelets with all of Allison's teeth.
Oh my gosh. Am I going to make it back on the plane to Philly?
You want to know what? I was watching Whitney Cummings has a podcast and she had Kesha on.
Awesome.
And Kesha has a necklace that she claims is made from the teeth of her fans, that she asked her fans to send me your teeth.
That sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Can
right
we
there?
Make yeah. it clear that that's not something you're going to
We are.
Where?
I mean,
no, we, no don't, fans. No, we've already been down that dark path.
Never say never.
Remember the idea we had of building a guitar out of teeth on the top? I've got the guitar.
I got buckets of teeth.
Let's do it.
Are you kidding me? I'm ready to go.
After Christmas.
Definitely.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lowell's going to make a guitar made out of teeth for me.
Yes, Lowell did a luthery apprenticeship for a few years, so I can build guitars. It's another one of those things.
It's like a different hidden talent every right. hour with this one.
Right.
That's why he's our maverick.
So, here we are. The implants have all healed. We're creating these beautiful, beautiful smile that is looking fantastic right now, but you're still in temporary teeth. You actually get your finals tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
And you saw what we do, a wax try-in today, which they put the permanent teeth in wax first and they try it in, make sure it's all pretty. And you loved them.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Super excited about it.
Yeah, they did an excellent job. I still don't quite remember what Lowell told them to do the other day. But he did whatever he told them to do worked well.
Make it pretty.
I'm actually they should give me an office over there at Evergreen. I should maybe have an office at your place too at some point.
A little cot set up.
I'm there so much.
How many offices do you need?
I need all the offices.
All the offices.
So we need to thank BioHorizons who donated the implants that we used.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
need to thank Evergreen Denture Center. If you're in the Vancouver, Portland area and you have denture needs, Evergreen Denture Center is, these are the best guys in the business. They're fantastic. And who else we need to thank? My mom for
Dr. Drew and Sue Penske.
Oh yeah. Dr. Drew and Susan Penske. There. Yep. Yeah. And my mom. My mom's cool
and
too.
And Brady's mom.
Yeah. She's great. So
I would like to thank my wife for tolerating all the times I'm not home because of this.
That's gotta be a lot. Yeah.
Or the work.
We could thank your staff that also helps out a lot.
Staff does help out a lot. We got a lot of people working on these cases. It's fantastic.
Been phenomenal.
It's a team.
Many great people.
So Allison is from Philadelphia and she has, we've made the trek over here to finish her up. And this is a big final step in our process.
Yeah.
And along the way, Allison muscled her way into our little boys club.
Yes, I did.
She just kind of muscled her way. She just kind of put their foot in the door, and then we're like, who's that?
I mean,
what's a girl doing here?
It was necessary, let's just say. It was necessary.
There was a void that definitely needed to be filled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Well, well placed.
That's been a running joke all day, man.
It's perfect.
It never gets old.
It's low hanging fruit, but it's got to be like ripe when you grab it. You know,
it's like a fart joke.
That is what she said.
That was well timed.
It's just is always funny.
It's always good. Never gets old.
So I think this is fair. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Allison, but I think it's fair to say you kind of caught a little bit of the vision of what we are trying to accomplish by going through the process.
100%
yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now seeing the other side of it and helping seeing other people have it happen is.
And that's tremendously valuable. Someone in your position now who can say, you know what? I know exactly what you're going through.
Well, it's not even about my smile anymore. Like I kept kind of forgetting that was the big reason I was out here. It was more, I was excited to hang with the boys and get work done and plow ahead and make other people.
Boy time.
Have their yes, that's
boy time. Everybody needs boy time.
Yeah, like
even Lowell needs boy time.
Lowell needs free time. Yes. That's what Lowell needs.
Yes.
Well, you will get none of that.
I have. I know.
You are in the wrong podcast. Sorry.
I made some bad choices.
Listen, we're ramping up. We got a 10 person. We got a 10 doc. Halo rollout. We got 10 doctors who are doing 10 different cases. We've started two of them. Next week, we're starting 4 more.
Yep.
Then the week after that, we're doing 1 more. Then I think after that, we got 2 more planned. And then we got a whole nother batch of busyness, which I dropped on Lowell and Allison right before this podcast started.
Thanks for that.
Just to make sure to any wind that was in their sails, I just wanted to suck it.
Yeah, right. I got a big knot in my stomach and kind of want to throw up right now.
Yeah.
You wanted to send me back to Philly.
We got a very attractive sponsorship from Comfort Dental Washington, and more information will come. But Comfort Dental Washington is the specific Washington expansion to the whole corporation of Comfort Dental. And we're really excited to help out. What happened, and we'll go into this probably more detail as we release content pertinent to this, but Comfort Dental does something called Care Day. And Care Day is a day, it's always December 24th, and all the Comfort Dentals open their doors to do free dentistry for the day. So, but we only allow people to choose like a filling, an extraction, or a cleaning, a basic service, right?
Right.
And the reason why they the Comfort Dental had to cancel Care Day, which they've never done ever in like 30 years of the existence of Comfort Dental. But obviously COVID protocols make it socially irresponsible to fill Comfort Dental waiting rooms with like 75 people trying to get a single procedure done.
Yeah.
So there began to appear an opportunity for Halo, where we focus on one person at Halo to completely change and impact their lives, which is not against COVID protocols. So it allows us to continue to offer the community impactful service. And
I mean, we did my entire procedure
since
COVID started, and
mid-COVID, right? Yeah. Started in the summertime.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of it all.
And
throw in flying across the country.
COVID who? That's what I want to know.
I'll be that guy.
COVID what? Oh, that fake thing? Okay. Sorry. We can talk about the moon landing. Hey, you want to know something? After the moon landing episode with Andrew Rivers, by the way, if you haven't listened to my thoughts on the moon landing, at least a portion of my thoughts on the moon landing, go back and listen to one of the previous episodes with Andrew Rivers, where he got it out of me. He told me during the podcast that I had given him a couple things to think about that he had never thought about before. And I had a friend who came to my office today, and she told me, Jen came in, she's like, I was listening to that episode, and I always thought moon landing conspiracy theorists were just like crazy lunatics. But then you ask some questions and I'm like, holy crap, what is the deal with that? I won't get into it. Go listen to the Andrew Rivers episode. And
I have.
Yeah. Listen.
I kind of knew your thoughts on the moon landing already, though.
Listen, don't listen to me too long because you'll fall in love with my conspiracy theories.
You're in the wrong.
I really feel like it's kind of been a huge episode of Schitt's Creek since I've gotten here, and that doesn't help.
That's a compliment. It's a great show.
Yes, it is the best show.
And it's a great show.
Made my week.
Like, yeah.
I love it out here.
Okay. Where are we at?
Off the rails.
Okay, are we back to...
We're back to Allison's story.
Okay.
Allison's here. We are finishing you up. We are super grateful that you're on the team. That's for sure.
It's
really nice. You know, it's really nice when someone just gets what you're trying to do, right? Because me and Lowell talked to a lot of people who are like, just don't get the breadth or the expansive.
I would say they don't know the depth. I think depth would be a more apt term, because it's like of how invested we are in this and how...
The girth.
It like takes over.
It's a girth thing. It's a girthy thing.
I love coming out there and working with you guys.
Did I nail it? I did.
That was pretty good.
I'm really proud of you for that.
Yeah. And when you don't have respect for the girth, you're going to get in trouble. That's 9 times out of 10, it'll get you.
It's not the size of the fish. It's the motion of the ocean, right?
You get it.
I need to like clarify that that is not the reason.
Get on board, Allison. Get on board. This is what
Mom
we are.
Mom and Dad and my family out there, that has nothing to do with my good deeds, I promise.
Well, anyways, that being said, Allison got the vision, and I'm always very appreciative. Like, Lowell got the vision right away. I feel like I talked to you, and before I finished the sentence,
I agreed.
You were like, I am in. Whatever you are up to, I am going to do this with you. This sounds awesome. And actually, that idea wasn't even fully evolved at that time. It kind of evolved into what it is now.
I think it was just a podcast that we would do where we'd give away $500 of free dentistry every episode. And that was literally like the scope. And then, yeah, it just kind of...
Now you guys are going to...
It just exploded. Like, we kind of went down one path, and that path led us to another path. And then here we are.
Yeah. Hold on. Greg's coming, and he's going to be here soon. He texted me.
Way to phone it in on the podcast, buddy.
Hold on. And Camus on 192nd Avenue.
Can we text him? I can do two things at once.
I just did it. I just took care of it. Relax. I just did it. Listen, let's do a secret word. And let's bequeath the honors to... Our,
do you forget my name?
Halo Prince. No, I'm trying to think of a clever title. Halo Princess. Halo.
I'm
Queen. Halo. Magistrate.
Think about that, but because I'm
Halo Czar.
Okay.
Halo Ambassador.
I can do Halo Czar.
I tried to do production Czar.
The Duchess.
Shut down.
The Duchess of Halo.
No, I'm not a Meghan Markle fan right now. I'm having some.
Is that what she is? Is she a Duchess?
For now.
We should start a podcast. We call it Yankee Bitch.
Yeah.
And the North Man.
HBIC, like HYBIC.
That's her preferred title.
Allison is a big fan of The Real Housewives.
Yes. Wait, hold on. Did we not give a secret word?
Nope. He roised right over. Pick a secret word, Allison. The honor is yours.
Okay. So for those who don't know, we do a secret word. Those who hear the secret word can email the secret word to drilledpodcast@gmail.com. And the fifth person who emails me the secret word will get $500 of free dental work. If you cannot use the $500 yourself, you can gift it to someone else who can use it. We allow that, which makes this even more awesome than even you thought it was before I said it. Allison, do you have a secret word?
I do.
What is it?
Fly, Eagles, fly. It was a tough, tough time this week.
Take
I love
that.
You, Jalen Hurts. Let's see you step up.
Okay, so this is the first and last time Allison will be giving the secret word.
This is the second time I've given the secret word, Brady.
And the last time.
At least you can talk to somebody about football. I just don't care.
All right.
The you secret won fair word, and square.
Secret word is the Seahawks are the best.
Secret word is fly, Eagles, fly. We love you, Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I just got way worse. Okay, so the secret word is fly, Eagles, fly. Fine. We'll let that slide. Fly, Eagles, fly for the sake of doing... goodwill on earth to men.
Brady, I wouldn't have chosen
peace on earth.
I'm docking you both a day's pay for napping on the job. That's okay.
Like, Brady, to be clear, if you guys would have lost, I would not have chosen those words, but you guys won.
I wouldn't be surprised if Seahawks lost. We lose all the games that we're not supposed to.
Have you seen the Eagles play this year? It's
we could just call it where Eagles dare.
Okay, that's the secret word. Fly, Eagles, fly. Send that to drilledpodcast@gmail.com, and it is worth 500 big ones for you or someone you are trying to impress or help or
improve their life.
Be a friend to, right? So let's get back to The Real Housewives because Allison's a big fan of Real Housewives, and she says to me in a bunch of text messages, all these questions about Mormonism because they just started The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Which is a city where a lot of Mormons reside.
Oh, quickly.
Yeah.
The other person we should have thanked is definitely GPG. I can't wait to loop you in on our Real Housewives
email. Who are they?
Get Practice Growth.
Oh, that's right.
Our favorite people.
No, they're great.
Julia is my BFF. And we have very interesting threats on Housewives. You'll love them.
So I'm like vaguely familiar with Housewives. I mean, I know like the Housewives exist. I could maybe name a few of them from different various cities. I don't know that I can even match like...
Brady, it's okay to love the Housewives. You can admit it.
No, I'd never really have tuned in. In the very beginning days, there was a season of Atlanta that I watched. pretty regularly with Kim Zolciak.
Yeah, that starts again. Like,
and NeNe Leakes. Week. But Kim's not on there anymore, right?
No, I think NeNe left again too this season.
And they always come and go, and then they come back.
So they started Salt Lake City.
So Salt Lake City is interesting because of the Mormon component now. For those who don't know, I am an active practicing Mormon. I think most people who listen to the podcast.
I think they've got it by now.
Yeah, we got a whole podcast about Mormon temple jammies. So
Mormon sex yesterday. Advice. We had that episode too. That was fun.
They could probably skip that one and be just fine.
You know, I'm gonna have to.
That's nothing you can't learn on Cinemax, all right,
guys. Right. You should stop giving me these things.
So,
so it's been interesting with them. Have you caught up? Have you watched?
So I did. I did watch another episode last night. So I've watched three episodes.
Okay.
Is there three or four?
What did you see last night? Was there a party with strippers?
No, they were all arriving at the party with the strippers, the male strippers.
Yes.
Oh, there was a female. There's some females there too. At the speakeasy?
Yeah. So yeah. That one, you're one behind, but tomorrow you'll be two behind because another one comes out tonight.
Well, here's the thing. So Allison is texting me, hey, do you guys believe this? Do you guys believe that? Do you guys believe this? You got to watch the Salt Lake City Housewives. So I was intrigued. And so I started watching it with my wife too. We started watching it. And I just have spent the majority of the time with my head in my hands, just lamenting that these are the people who somehow got a platform to talk about Mormonism. And Mormonism, listen, the best thing, here's why Mormonism is the best. Here's why we're the best. I'll tell you why we're the best.
Do I need to be clear that I'm a Catholic and disagree now?
Listen, you can disagree all you want. We are the best. Because we take ridicule the best.
No, you don't.
Oh, my lordy.
I am very careful with
that.
That
was real close to blasphemy, buddy.
No one takes criticism and ridicule and humiliation and making fun of better than Mormons. Prove me wrong.
One, Leah Remini hasn't come for you. That would not be good for anyone. Scientology seems to be good at dodging her.
Oh,
but
we got
Catholics,
plenty of Leah Remini's.
I think the Catholic Church has maybe had a really rough couple decades in having to completely rethink itself.
Oh, well, that's because they've been guilty of some terrible things.
Yeah, and so now we're like weeding that out. And
no,
like,
I'm talking
really
about
becoming better.
Making fun of.
Do you not think we get made fun of everywhere we go? And oh, also, by the way, Southern Baptist told me that I was going to hell pretty much every day of
college. I think
college.
Presbyterians get it way worse.
Like,
you guys don't know what you're talking about right now.
You're right, because
no.
On the East Coast, you're right. This whole Mormonism thing is eye-opening. I don't know a whole lot about it.
Listen, the Baptists might have come for you, but they really whet their appetite on Mormons. I promise
you.
But
like
that.
You understand why, right?
Oh, I understand perfectly because I was the butt of all the Baptists, hellfire and brimstone. Until here was the switcher. They've turned their ire towards the gays now because of how prevalent like gay marriage came to be and stuff like that.
I don't think Southern Baptists not liking that.
They don't like that. No. Then you get like the Westboro Baptist Church, which is crazy. And all of a sudden, they're way more nicer to Mormons now than they used to be. But Mormons used to be like the number one thing. I had a conversation with a group of like Baptists and evangelicals in high school. And I remember saying we had a discussion about you gotta confess that Jesus is your savior, and then by the grace of God, you are forgiven for all you do.
By just saying those words.
Yeah, just by confessing.
I've had the same conversation.
Yeah, so that's a very common belief. And I remember asking the question, so murderer.
Just has to say these magic words.
Yep, they say, yep, yeah. No problem. I'd say rapist, child rapist.
I don't think they have to change. It's just,
and they say, nope, as long as they confess, you know, that God is their, you know, God is great and Jesus is their savior, that's all they got to do. I said, what if they convert to Mormonism?
Well, then,
nope, straight to hell.
Probably.
That's their answer.
Well, like, honestly, so my roommate, freshman year of college, like, it was potluck. I went to University of Oklahoma. I came from cross country, so I'm a little Yankee in Oklahoma. And my roommate was Southern Baptist from Houston, and she was a very sweet girl, but she had rules. And I just have to say that for all of the things I did that a normal person would have been like, yeah, you might be going to hell. You should definitely go to church. It shocked me that the reason she thought I was going to hell was just for being Catholic. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Because yeah, there's a lot of reasons for that. That gets into their theology of why they believe that.
But she was very nice.
But mostly it's because they believe that the God that you believe in isn't actually God. And so therefore it's blasphemous because the God that you believe in isn't actually God. Does that make sense? That's yes, that. Those are the, that was the line of thinking that I always got from the, it was always like the non-denominational Christians or the evangelicals. Sometimes it'd be like a actual denomination, but very rarely. But definitely there's that component to it.
I feel like I tune out when people start saying those things to me.
Here's the thing. You guys didn't have a Broadway musical called The Book of Mormon that came out.
But written, like, you know, you're talking to two Irish Catholics. Written like, by we the, may not have had a Broadway musical, but we had the whole English invading Ireland and coming for the Catholics and making us like,
what? What are you talking about?
It's
my other Irish.
You're not going to be able to claim any suffering because survived. Of being Irish Catholic in America. I am going to call you out on that.
Actually, I really think you should you should rethink that.
Prove me wrong.
Don't drag me into
What's
this.
What's the movie from the 1800s? Gangs of New York.
Oh, you're claiming 1800s?
You're talking about American history. Is that not fair game?
Do you know why the Mormons moved to Utah?
I don't know.
Because it was legally allowed to kill them.
I've heard some very different stories about
who killed. There was an extermination order by Governor Boggs in Missouri. That was the final straw that led for Mormons having to make a mass exodus.
So, like, that's
where
the
most of our
same thing as like the King of England or whoever did that to the Irish when we came to America. Same concepts.
This is all you guys. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. You guys have your fun.
Listen. I'm just messing with you, Brady. Yes, you guys definitely have you guys get a butt.
Catholicism historically has been the one that's bullied people.
We like to be on top.
That's right. Yeah. So you're the one doling out. This is like the bully
not
who says they're not a bully.
Considering how many martyrs there have been, they're both Catholic and, at the time, Christian and Jewish.
Listen. Okay, let's just agree to disagree.
If you're going to say these things, we're going to bring up all of history, I feel.
You're going to be in a world.
What happened to Paul? Or was it Peter? One of them was crucified.
You're claiming
down.
Paul and Peter?
I don't know. Someone was crucified upside down.
Listen, I'll claim Paul and Peter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It was Peter.
Yeah.
He was crucified. Okay, so then weren't you also, fell under our church until you guys broke off, in the 1830s is when you.
No, we never broke off. Mormonism was never a part of Catholicism.
But you were or part even of Christianity, or even Bible, Protestant. Right? Are you Christian?
Yeah. I mean, I believe in Christ.
Okay. So it all fell under the Catholic umbrella until Luther.
I mean,
I'm saying during the period of time when the Catholic Church was really bad at massacring people, are you sure? None of your ancestors were involved? I'm genuinely asking. I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea if my ancestors were involved in that.
Okay. Allison may or may not have prepared for this.
I tried to.
I have no idea.
I tried to prepare, but somebody distracted me, so I read two whole paragraphs. Your knowledge is very impressive.
Oh.
I was really hoping that you did have that thing memorized that I asked you about, because I did not memorize.
You mean by that thing, you mean the whole Bible?
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Do you have the whole Bible memorized? Do you?
No, little tiny parts of it that help me out arguing with people. That's all.
The applicable parts.
This is how I'm going to get them with this verse.
Okay. Do you? Let's see.
Well, while you're looking up whatever you're looking up.
Okay. Isaiah 41:5.
Are you asking me if I know Isaiah 41:5? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I guess.
No. You got me.
You referenced letters to the Thessalonians yesterday. And then I know you Googled other things, but that was impressive.
Those are the epistles of Paul. to okay, all so- the, those are just naming books of the New Testament. Any book of the New Testament is essentially a letter that Paul wrote to a certain.
You had like a, you knew a few lines or you were very close in your, in what you were referencing.
Well, I have been a missionary for my church for 2 years.
Okay, can you just take the compliment
years.
If you seem to know well, your stuff you. Pretty
I,
well?
I appreciate,
that's all I'm saying.
I appreciate that.
Okay. But you do now, not have it all memorized.
Be it known, my argument is not that Mormons have been the most oppressed. My argument is the Mormons can get made fun of the best. Okay. So, South Park episode.
About it too.
South Park. No, I wear it as a badge of honor. I love it.
I'm just teasing you.
I love it because, you got great South Park episodes and then you got Trey Parker and Matt Stone who created the Book of Mormon musical,
yeah.
Which is for any other religion, it would be highly offensive. It was, if Book of Mormon made fun of Islam, to the extent that they make fun of Mormons, they would.
Mel Brooks already did that.
They'd have to get killed. Well, Wait, what?
Mel Brooks has made fun of everything.
Yeah.
Has he made fun of Islam?
Charlie Hebdo.
I mean, the South Park guys do that too. They make
History
fun
of
everything.
History of the World, Part 1.
I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen that.
I don't know if he directly makes fun of Islam, but I know he makes fun of Judaism, Christianity, just he.
Yeah,
people of every race and ethnicity.
Listen,
you know,
I appreciate people being able to make fun of
him. He's an equal opportunity offender.
Okay, so back to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I think...
What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are this. For the drama that is required in a Real Housewives season, it's all the catty, petty... Well, you're friends with her and she dissed me and that's not cool. And now you're not, now I'm not friends. And these are grown ass women doing this. So with all that,
you get,
a true Mormon isn't going to drink alcohol. And a lot of these spats and fights are fueled by alcohol.
But like, it's not just Mormons on the show. That's probably important to mention. Like there is a Christian pastor and then there's also
who
a
makes,
Muslim.
Who makes Mormons look like
I think that
the most normal people in the whole world.
Yeah, I think they may have like purposefully done that to maybe take some of the heat off of you guys.
I don't think they have a problem laying the heat on us.
No, they don't. But maybe.
Also, we're.
I'm trying to make this better for you.
The Book of Mormon. I don't know if people know this. If you guys know this, the Book of Mormon play. Not only did Mormons not say anything about it, but they put an ad out for the Book of Mormon in the playbill of the Book of Mormon musical that said, if you love the musical, come read the book, or something like the book is always better or something like that. So
that's just being clever.
Isn't that like the Six Discussions
for sure,
or something?
For sure. In a play that totally ridicules the sacred doctrines of your faith.
So you're saying that Mormons can take a joke.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Some Mormons can take a joke, I would venture
this
to say.
One.
This one can.
Well, I mean, everyone has their sensitivities for sure. I don't know who you're talking
about. Oh, I'm sure
that
there are some Catholics that will, they're much more sensitive than I am.
Okay, so.
Yay or nay on Salt Lake City. Are you going to keep watching?
I think I'll keep watching. I'm 3 episodes into it, so.
It's too late. You're too far gone.
It's past the point of no return, obviously. But here's what I don't like. What I don't like is that most of the people talking authoritatively on Mormonism are very removed from the religion. So we're talking like haven't been inside a Mormon congregation for 10 years.
So like even the ones, like one I named, need you to watch the one that from last week, because like it becomes a little bit more preachy on what a good Mormon is and things like that. I need you to watch that one.
Okay. Well,
finish,
I'll tell you, whatever they say, I would say these are not your authoritative figures, and they might have an experience that might have been unfortunate. Like, so the one Heather was talking about her
divorce. Okay. The divorce.
She was talking about her divorce.
I like her.
Yeah. She seems really fun actually. Yeah. I agree. But when she talks about her divorce, she talks about how she's the only one in her family who's been divorced, like on her mom and dad and grandma and paternal and maternal grandparents on either side. No one's ever been divorced but her, and how she was shunned in the church because she was divorced. Like divorce is like not allowed in the Mormon faith. That's completely horse crap. That is just garbage. Not true. She may have been in her circle of friends for whatever reason treated poorly I don't, maybe that's what happened. Well, but I as far as church it, teachings, no. Church, the divorce rate within the Mormon faith is comparable to the divorce rate outside the Mormon faith.
Well, I didn't get the impression that she was excommunicated from the church for getting divorced. I got the impression that she was saying that
socially, you know, socially,
yeah, like I find banned. Like Mormons absolutely socialize like together, you know, and I think like it's especially in Salt Lake City, like it sounds like from the show, it seems like there's a hierarchy in that, and I feel like when she was divorced, she probably lost those connections in the hierarchy in the social circle.
And there could have been some of that, you know, but as far as like
that was more, she said, I think she still considers herself very much so Mormon. That this comes up in the episode that you have to watch.
Yeah. And my question is, well, do they attend church? Do they adhere to any principles that the church teaches at all? Do they pick and choose what they want to?
You guys have a lot.
How they want to affiliate and then still call themselves under the same umbrella of Mormonism, but kind of have their own version of unorthodoxy Mormonism. Yeah. So it's very suspect. Okay. Now, Whitney,
so they are not,
is the pretty blonde
the go-to
one.
Experts. Oh, she's super cute.
And she's 10
she
years.
She reminds me of my best friends. From
so
college.
She's 10 years removed. And then they talk about this idea of perfection, which you've brought up, is like, do Mormons believe they can be perfect? And they talk about this perfect idea of perfection of like, they felt like they had to be the perfect, had the perfect little body and the perfect little clothing and the perfect family and the perfect children. I had to have a perfect husband and perfect job, which is maybe somewhere cultural, especially maybe in Utah. There's a different culture.
I feel like you just described your life a little.
Well, I'm very proud of all things I have.
Yeah, and you should be.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. Like,
but everyone should strive for perfection. Everyone should strive to have a good relationship, a good job, a good feeling about things, a healthy body.
Yeah.
I think everyone, there's a obsession and a competitiveness.
Oh, do you mean like they take it like a little bit differently? Like, they go above and beyond with it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think so. And perfect can mean a lot of different things. Perfect can mean, you know, spiritually perfect is very different than physically
perfect.
So
what does it mean to you?
Perfect?
Yeah, like what is it that your perfection that you're going for in life means?
I want 6-pack abs. I've made that very clear on the podcast.
Okay, I can see that Mormonism has really made you a full, complete
That's
person.
That's what I want. I want the 6-pack abs that the Book of Mormon talks about as a commandment.
Awesome. Perfect. Is that the first commandment in Mormonism?
It's the first 6 commandments. Each commandment is one pack of your abs.
I think that like Salt Lake City also said that like no porn is maybe also a thing. So 6-pack abs. No
I mean,
porn,
certainly pornography. Listen, pornography is certainly a destructive force in the world. And there's actually a really cool Instagram account I follow called Fight the New Drug. And it is, do you know how much porn is consumed in America?
Yeah, I've heard about OnlyFans or what is it?
No.
Like,
oh yeah, the numbers
Pornhub,
are staggering.
Pornhub in 1 year. Look this up. Google this, Lowell. Pornhub in 1 year, I think it was 2015, logged like 15 million
All right,
years.
Guys, I'm logging into Pornhub.
Awesome. It was like if you went back in time with the amount of time
so
that people consume
to look
porn,
over his screen.
You'd be back in dinosaur times. The amount of porn consumed is staggering, and it's not okay. It is not okay.
And like, also, I would just like to add this.
Great,
in the news
I'm looking
today,
at porn.
That there was a
Damn
TikTok
it,
chick.
Dude, I
gave you specific instructions.
I typed in your specific instructions.
We have discussed not looking at porn.
Dude, whoever does Pornhub's website is really good at their job, because the first thing that came up was Pornhub.com.
Okay, well, don't look that up. Look up how much porn is consumed.
Your first search word was Pornhub. Yeah.
Pornhub number of downloads.
Yeah. Anyway.
Pornhub best videos?
Each his own, but
good job,
I hope
Bull.
People are more productive and doing things other than watching.
Well, I mean, just
Pornhub insights. Here we go.
Yeah. What you got?
2019, a year in review. Let's see here. Below, you will find the data for Pornhub's trusty statisticians have compiled for you. Year in numbers. Wow, this is like really well done. Here you go. In 2019, there were over 42 billion visits to Pornhub.
42 billion visits. I like to. The most staggering statistic I've ever heard is amount of hours consumed.
Let's see here.
Amount of hours viewed. It blows YouTube.
39 billion searches performed. 8.7 billion more in the last year. celebrities, including trends and characters, if you can think of it. It's probably been searched for.
Oh, geez.
6.83 new videos were uploaded to Pornhub in 2019.
Yeah, no, I'm not super familiar with the metrics in porn and what they look at for my marketing purposes.
It's
those
pretty,
are not the
it's
numbers.
Pretty destructive. It's pretty destructive. So I don't know that we have it as a commandment.
Oh, wow. No, there's even more.
This is a whole infographic. Yeah,
there is 18,000 terabytes of porn downloaded every day from Pornhub.
18,000. I see. I don't even know what that means.
60. Can you only imagine next year's numbers after COVID?
Oh, geez.
Like, imagine
70 million messages sent between Pornhub users. 11.5 million video comments.
Is Pornhub like Facebook? Like, you can send messages to people?
Yeah.
What are people messaging like? Hey, bro, what's up? What'd you do? Do you have friends on Pornhub?
sometimes with all their questions that you really want to
Can you request that someone be your friend?
I know it's disappointing as it is. It's not super into pornography. I do find it a bit destructive as well.
Of course.
If I had Lowell's beard, I wouldn't be into it either.
No.
I'm not into it.
I just go to the woods and yell and the women come. Yeah. I howl at the moon and the women arrive.
So there was a conversation about porn with the little kid in the car on, I think, the last episode that I watched. And I don't know that it's a commandment, but I know it's certainly concerning. It certainly does ruin marriages a lot, within our faith. It's interesting because a lot of people who aren't of the Mormon faith would not consider pornography to be a form of cheating. But most Mormon women who are married would definitely... And most men, too, would consider pornography to be a form of cheating.
Well, this is the
Maybe
thing,
if it
dude.
Weren't so taboo.
No, it's not taboo. This is the thing. This is what I can boil this down for you. Is like the way as I see it is that when we were kids, we were all kids. It was like you got a magazine. Maybe you had your buddy had a dirty video and you check it out.
We had very different childhoods.
But it was just like, yeah, we're boys. So like, but it was this thing and it was very, it wasn't accessible. It's super accessible, so it was like a one-off.
Yeah,
and it was never a thing. But now I could literally get on my phone and I could look up anything that I want. And as I get deeper and deeper into what I'm looking at, I get drawn in more and I get more desensitized to where it's got to be absolutely bananas now to get me off because I've been so desensitized. But it's just readily available at your fingertips. That's not good for the human brain.
No,
any scientist will tell you that like your serotonin levels get just destroyed. That's the reason you've seen like the upswing of like erectile dysfunction medication in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Chris Rock's
Chris
Rock's last special might have been second to last special. I forget what it's called, but he fully admits I had an addiction to porn, and he describes himself as being like sexually autistic is exactly what he says. And just being like totally like just doesn't respond in a normal way.
Well, I've been down the road. I can talk to you about from experience, you know, where like, cause you know, it was not really like a taboo thing in the house, which is the reason I think I escaped it. Like I managed to hit like escape velocity and get away from it.
Right.
Dad told me where the dirty mags were, you know, he didn't care.
Okay.
You know, boys will be boys,
yeah.
You know, and, it wasn't a big deal, but yeah, you know, when it became so accessible that you could just, if you got like just the wild hair to look up anything you want, you could just type it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a little in. It's like now, and I, you know, then I stopped because I did notice starting to affect my life a little bit. It's like the same thing with like internet games, like those little bullshit games we all have.
Oh, yeah.
We all have on
our
phones.
I'm super addicted to one game.
The second I get too deep, they're like a switch goes off and it's like, nope, and I delete it.
Yeah. Same That's here. Probably what you have to do is delete it. I stopped my game for like a year and a half and then I started playing it again. Such an idiot. Anyways. Okay. So now that we've talked about that, let's,
you went there. You made me look it up, man.
Now that we've talked about porn, The Real Housewives, and Mormonism.
I pushed the cricket button.
I love it. I love the cricket button.
Okay. So listen, I would just say this. Don't get all your, if you have a Mormon friend and you're watching The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, maybe text them. Mormons like getting questions about their faith. They're actually very open about their faith for the most part. All the ones that I know, we're actually encouraged to share our faith with people. I don't know if you've heard of these Mormon missionaries that they got going out all over the world. I was a missionary. I went to Paraguay for 2 years and I lived there Never.
Is that why you know Spanish?
Mm-hmm. That's where I learned Spanish. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
So, yeah, maybe hit them up instead of believing what a real housewife
would say.
Oh, and
it puts it in such better context when you do. Like,
right.
When you give me those answers, I share them with my friends, and it makes those episodes so much better to
watch.
And the
thing is, like, I actually feel bad because some of these people talk about the faith like as it was like, it did them dirty in life. And I look at it and I feel really, really bad. I empathize for these individuals who went through these divorces and whatever occurred in their life at the time. And now they're not part of the church and they felt judged or they felt ostracized or isolated in some way. That's probably a terrible feeling. But it's definitely not, it is not what's taught from the pulpit. Nothing is taught from the pulpit. And I'm talking about, you know, someone who goes to church every week and participates and reads my scriptures and says my prayers. And I'll tell you, all I hear is inclusion, love.
Yeah. Like it's so that thou mm-hmm. shalt not judge. That's not, yeah. Like that's my motto, but it kind of sounds like it goes against everything you've spoken about, but
well, being a decent human being is like
religion.
It's just like being a decent human being is kind of, you know, it's a goal unto itself. And then you have these other things that reinforce that. I mean, every there's a rotten egg in every batch. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what religion you're talking about.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, good words, good thoughts, good deeds.
Yeah. Yep. I'll say this, you know, even, you know, Mormons are humans. So we are definitely just as susceptible to arrogance, except for, there's always this rumor growing up that Mormons had horns. And so when I was in high school, people would ask me like, you guys have horns, right?
What?
I was like, no, we don't. Like, people thought we have horns. It was a weird thing.
Because they thought you were like evil, like the devil has horns?
Maybe. I don't know where it came from. Maybe it was just a couple dudes messing with me. I don't know. I remember hearing that all the
time.
Were
they your brothers?
No, okay. Definitely not.
Listen,
but we're
Brian.
Definitely as susceptible to like arrogance and greed and all the vices of being human as anybody else is. And so, you know, and judging people and not wanting to be around someone because you don't like them or they did something gross or disgusting to you. Like that's human nature. So it's actually more difficult to rise above what you feel and treat someone with respect and empathize with them. And I definitely empathize for some of these Real Housewives because I feel like it sounds like they went through something tough. There's probably some responsibility on their end too.
Well, and I also kind of think that faith and religion is always a journey. So it's not just, you know, can't just be judged by one point in time.
But
it's
talk about Mormons every episode for a lot. Well, I mean, it kind of is very centric themed, right?
But like,
maybe it's just me because I am Mormon, so I really pay attention. I'm like hyper aware of that.
Okay,
but
I feel like I know Mormons usually do talk about that because it's such a central part of your life that
they aren't really Mormons.
Oh right, the only one that
I mean, they don't attend church. They don't act in any way. I mean, they don't like abstain from alcohol or coffee or anything like most Mormons do.
Yeah.
The only one who might be Mormon, I forget what her name is.
Lisa.
She's the one that owns the tequila businesses.
Which
she definitely talks like she's a Mormon.
Yep.
And again, there are varying degrees of involvement with the Mormon church for sure.
Yeah.
There are definitely fair weather Mormons and there are very devout Mormons. There's, you got your Molly Mormons and you got your Jack Mormons. And you got your Dr. Brady Mormons.
And you got your Mormon dads that throw a lol over a banister when he's dating their daughter. True story. For real. True story. Yeah.
Listen, you probably deserved it.
I probably did.
That's fair.
You were probably talking some smack about Joseph Smith and you got what was coming to you.
Or just any father saw that you were dating their daughter and did the same.
Yeah. Well, let's just leave it this. Being Mormon is dope and it's the best.
And
so
the Real Housewives are not the experts.
They're not. Let's wrap this up. Appreciate everyone listening. Did the secret word already. So if you fast forwarded it to the end so that you can find the secret word.
Go back some.
Go back.
Sorry, dudes. You are screwed. We tricked you. But we love you guys are listening. Thank you for continuing to listen. Please share what we do, especially go to our Halo Dental social media pages and platforms and follow us there.
Awesome.
Oh, Greg Gillespie's here. Oh, talking about past podcast guests. Okay, thanks everybody. We'll see you later.